The call of unity is the call of divine love, and the remembrance that within every cell, every molecule of life, is the essence of all that is, pulsing, spinning, singing, sharing its divine life force with all of life, whether in form or formless. Frequency, vibration, together creating sound, color, patterns that together create singular and collective expressions, each with their own purpose of exploring creation in their own unique way. This is the learning that the experiment of life is seeking and finding at all times. Yet, within our uniqueness is the ongoing inner connection with the all that is through love, light, cosmic truth, through what is known as the butterfly effect. This is not a question, it just is. As unity and oneness are always present in the field of consciousness, whether we acknowledge them or not, they are the truth, the cosmic truth. If individually a being chooses to have their truth be a construct of separation and their presence agrees to this journey, then they are allowed to do so for a time, to learn, to grow, to remember. Yet beyond this is the everlasting cosmic truth of oneness, unity, all for one and one for all. Divinity within self, divinity within and with all of life. For that which created you and me creates every living thing through the same consciousness of divine love, light, truth, and again, oneness. How can we be anything but oneness when we all come in all forms from Mother, Father, God, Goddess, all that is? They are not separate from their self, so how can we be separate from them? How can life be in any way separate? The answer is that separation can only exist as a reality made from a false belief. The dream, illusion, Maya of separation is now fully dissolving as the call of love, the call of the I am that I am the one that I am, echoes within every cell, every molecule, every bit of sound, color, pattern, all form, and all the spirit soul expressing through all form. Now, as we pause and look at a flower, a tree, an animal, as we feel the earth, the water, the sun, I say I am, and that which we are communing with says back, I am. And the greater voice of the divine says, I am, we are, and always have been, and always will be. I am all that I am. I am the one that I am. Today, every day, within each breath that we take, is the essence of the one, the mother, the Father, the whole, and it is the opportunity to affirm that within all of life, this is also so. I am you, and you are me. Together, we are divinely, joyfully free. Now, to assist in the clearing of all that remains of separation within us, our being, or our world, we speak this invocation of the angels of the elements to welcome their assistance for our lives and all of life. If you also wish to be a surrogate for all of life, please use our instead of my in the statements below. We thank you. As I read this aloud, I will be using the word our. And so we begin. Beloved angels of the earth, please purify our physical bodies of all that does not serve us, of all that never truly served us. Bring every molecule back to oneness, to unity. Set us free. We thank you. Beloved angels of the water, please purify our feeling, our emotional bodies, of all that does not or never has served us. Assist our energy, our essential nature, to flow with the grace of God, the love, light, that is divine truth. We thank you. Beloved angels of the air, please purify our mental bodies. Blow the breeze of peace and clarity through us, allowing us to know that we are safe in the stillness of just being and the clarity that is offered in oneness. We thank you. Beloved angels of the fire, please sanctify our spirits, bringing us into a constant state of divine love in all its glorious qualities and expressions. We thank you. Beloved angels of the ether, please gather the quintessence and through unity, oneness, assist the presence within me, within all of life, to embody this perfection as the truth of our being. For truth, it surely is. We thank you. In gratitude, I am, we are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved angels. Almighty, I am. Together, we are now and always one. And so it is.